Hello and welcome to this week's Oxcast Extra. I'm here with Rachel Johnson, who's telling us about Bridging the Void. Hello, Rachel.
Hiya.
So what is Bridging the Void about?
It's about sunrise. It combines dance, film and music and a spectacular lighting design. And it's an interactive show, so the audience enter into complete darkness and you're instantly part of the production. And then you're free to wander around and a projection of sunrise starts to build and there's light falls on you. So you experience sunrise, the dancers experience sunrise, and it's sort of a very interactive piece.
Sounds very immersive.
Yes, and then it builds and builds and builds to the final part, which is about the power and energy of the sun, so it's fire. And it's much more pulsating and hypnotic and rhythmic.
And what inspired the piece?
So I went to Arizona at a point that I suppose I was in quite a dark, sort of unsure period, a void. And then I saw sunrise and it was like just a moment of peace and clarity. That was sort of an experience that I wanted to bring into it. But it's very much individual to each audience member. So they respond to it in their own personal way. How does it influence them and their own experiences and their own memories? And we found that when audiences have watched the show or participated in the show, they've each got something really personal, and that's what makes it so exciting and enjoyable.
That's fantastic that an audience can actually take away an individual experience, and it's not, the meaning isn't necessarily being forced on the audience by the piece. And how long has the piece been touring?
So we started in 2014 in Brighton Fringe, and we found there was a lot of demand for it. So then we toured last year with Arts Council funding, and again, we just got some really positive vibes, and we knew that this work had more to give. So we're touring again this year. And every year it's shifted and developed, particularly so for this year, because I went on a course with Charlotte Vincent Dance Theatre, and that really made me develop as an artist. And then also we have Josh Tomlin, who I met in Oxford, lives in Oxford, and he has redesigned the whole of the lighting. Yeah, it's really grown from last year to this year.
What's the creative process been like? How did you start the choreography?
We started with the movement and the film. They went alongside each other. So because I'm trying to create an experience for the audience, it has to come from the dancer's personal experience. So we spent a lot of time at the sunrise location, which is Primrose Hill in London, and actually seeing it for ourselves and dancing on the hill and responding physically to that, and then taking that into the studio. So it's personal to the performers. It's to be shared, but it comes from a physical response to the theme of the work.
Is it the same dancers who have been performing it since 2014?
No. So there's one girl, bless her, Ellie Palmer, who has been in all three.
Oh.
And it's been harder for her because it's changed so much.
Yeah.
And then Kalalia was in it last year, but then there's a new girl called Gabby, who's from Chile, and she is new to this year.
And how's the tour going?
It's just been blown away, really. We've had some amazing feedback from audiences. We've just been to Shrewsbury, and an audience member said, I've never been into something where I just felt it, and I feel so impacted by it because I was part of it, and that was really nice to hear. We've had some good press reviews. Reading Chronicle said it was a highly original production, and the blend of dance and film and music creates it quite a hypnotic piece. It's just been a wonderful experience, and to work with the team as well and to travel together, the bond we have is good.
And what's next?
Oh, am I allowed to say? Yes, I am. So we're starting a new dance, film, music and lighting piece. It's going to be trialled and tested at the Crypt Gallery, which is in London, underneath St Pancras Church, opposite the place.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the piece is based on the Chilean miners' story.
Oh.
So we're trying to bring that into a production that, again, is an immersive piece where the audience journey from one side of the gallery to the other with the performers. And from the trap of the mind, the collapse, to the freedom of the story's end.
Fantastic.
But rather than it being so literal, again, on the theme of the company, it's about the fact that we've all been in places where you feel trapped, you feel like there's no way forward, and then how working together with people you manage to push through that, because there was extreme brotherhood between all the miners. Mm. So it's exciting. I'll let you know how it gets on, but this is brand new. We've tried and tested some ideas, but it's at really early stages.
What draws you towards putting on immersive pieces rather than the sort of usual audience sits down and watches a piece?
I mean, so for me, that is the point of my work, for the audience to be at the centre rather than everything else. It's usually dance might be the most important thing, the movement. Mm-hmm. The audience are right at the centre. And it comes from a place of, you know, how often do we just live in one thing, you know, social media, what we've got to do surrounds the head, and you can watch something and not engage with it at all. Mm. Because this is too busy. But I think if you bring the audience into the world of the production, then they're more likely to be impacted by it and get more out of it. And I'm a relational person, and I get a lot out of being with people and interacting with people. And I think so do a lot of people. And I think if a production can be like that, then again, that's what's important.
There are still tickets available for the show.
Yes, and there's a few tickets left. So do book. It's at the 14th of April, 7:30 p.m. at the Pegasus. And you can go to the Pegasus website to get some tickets. And we've got two school bookings. Expression Dance are doing a workshop with us and then seeing the show. And also students from Lord William School.
Which is my old school.
Well, we're very excited to work with them.
Thank you.
Thank you.